7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short. I'm Tracy Ellis. Hello, Senator Short.
Hello, and welcome to folks back home.
So what's the significance of this recent state Supreme Court ruling on the capital gains income tax?
This decision represents political betrayal of the people of the state of Washington. This decision is not about the power of the people over government. It's about the power over the people. That's what this decision represents. Make no mistake that everybody will eventually be under the umbrella of this income tax. But I'd like to take folks back to 2021. We were under a COVID shutdown. We were all virtual. And the majority Democrats brought this bill forward. They brought it forward and they were brazen enough to add an emergency clause, which meant that the people of the state of Washington could not have their say through a referendum, a vote of the people. Even though this issue was resoundingly voted down 11 times. Since 1934, when the Supreme Court initially ruled against an income tax, and more notably that it had to go to a vote of the people, every single time since then, the people have said no. In 2010, the last time it was brought up for a vote, 64% of the voters in the state of Washington said no. That means, folks, it's not just an Eastern Washington vote. It's not an urban or a rural vote. It's everybody together. 64% is huge. And folks, let's think of all of the work that the Democratic majority has done the last several years in the middle of inflation. It raised the price of gasoline to deal with environmental issues. They're limiting you in how you can heat your homes. So this isn't the only thing that impacts families in the state of Washington. Think about how much our gas taxes have gone up. Think about how much more our farmers are paying for their fuel, even though state law said they were supposed to be exempt from the fuel taxes. Think about inflation. Think about our costs of rent, our costs of food. Families are struggling. This adds another layer at a time where families don't need it. It's the worst decision I've ever seen coming out of the Supreme Court.
7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short.